KW Mobile. This is Ben. Afternoon.
Patrick over here. Hope you had a good day.
Well, it was first day of school, so car pickup line at the high school was kind of a monster. But girls had good days at school, so that's a good day for me.
Days are always hectic till everybody figures out what's going on.
And especially my older one just starting ninth grade, so new school and everything. She had a good one, though.
Hopefully it continues to be that way.
Well, I think it will. That's how were your travels today in the rain here?
Too bad, other than trying to dodge everybody running me over.
To the usual upstate traffic.
Nothing new. Traffic was a little lighter on the roads, but other than that, we're good.
Cool. Yeah, other than doing the school thing, I was at home all day, so I've been playing with ESP32s and LoRaWAN and stuff like that. So I got a nice little microelectronic play day.
Had a good day for it with it raining like this. Couldn't get much else done.
It excused me out of the yard work. Yeah, I got to stay inside and play electronics and microcontrollers.
What controller are you working with?
Arduinos and ESP32s. The Raspberry Pi stuff has just gotten expensive, and a lot of the stuff I'm playing with doesn't need that sort of full computing power. Well, closer to IoT stuff than heavy computing.
I've been looking into a little bit of that myself. Those kits of them you can buy on Amazon to build different things. I've been looking into those.
Started. Once I got my radio licenses, which reignited my childhood love of electronics, and then my wife hands me an Arduino kit for Father's Day, and now I'm just hooked on playing with this stuff, breadboarding and all the coding, all that stuff.
I'm going to learn that stuff anyway.
Very much so. I have learned a whole lot, and starting to play with more of the mechanical engineering stuff now that I'm getting into servo motors and stuff. So branching out from the electrical engineering, looking kind of toying with the mechanical engineering because I'm working on a remote antenna disconnect system that's hooked to a lightning sensor. So I'm on the physical, mechanical aspects of the project right now.
Pretty neat to have. If you ever forget to unhook your antenna or whatever, you know, it just automatically unhooks it. If it detects lightning, that'd be pretty neat.
Tell you what I'm doing. I already have the slide SO239s on it, but I'm trying to hook up the lightning detector and a servo motor.
That would be pretty neat. And then probably put that into production if you figured it out.
Took one of my prototypes to the July Brawers meeting, and it was a real early version, and one guy was like, man, you get that thing right, I will totally buy one from you, because he's got some stuff that's kind of far apart, and he says it's just a pain for him to physically go to disconnect the antennas, and if it gets something to do automatically, especially if it detects the lightning, because with my code, I have it set up so that there's a strike within 30 kilometers. It runs the disconnect, and it'll leave it that way until I hit a button which will reverse the servo motor and plug it back in. So when I get it going, it'll hopefully do all the work, even if I'm not home.
You need to put something on the end of that coax to get the lightning to run to and stop instead of just out into the house.
How's the all the lightning protection on the outside with the grounding system and all that, and this is where it comes in the house, and you know, where I just had to, I take the extra step of unplugging my antennas. But yeah, I've got all the proper lightning grounding on the outside of the house.
Sounds like you got a pretty neat idea going there. I have to check it out one time.
Bring the like a completed prototype to one of the Broaders meetings once I get it kind of nailed down. But the problem is the lightning detector, it has some protections against false positive, so I might have to try to trick it. I've tried like a piezoelectric like grill lighter. I've tried a Tesla coil and a taser, and it will just, it'll say like noise detected, but it won't actually say lightning detected. So it's got some interesting fail safes built in to filter out noise and what it calls disturber events.
My next question is, how is it detecting it? But I guess you could pick it up on the RF antenna, because they're going to pick it up real quick.
To the data sheet on the sensor itself, it is actually a 500 kilohertz antenna, and it's really small, and it's, you know, of course, compensated with capacitors, but that's how it's detecting the lightning. It's not looking for a flash, so it'll do cloud-to-cloud and cloud-to-ground, but it's looking for a 500 kilohertz signal of like a certain duration or something. So it, yeah, it is RF to detect the light.
Pretty cool when you get it working. Hopefully you get it working soon and can figure that out, because that could be a useful item for a lot of people.
Yeah, especially what that one guy said, where it's just hard for him to get to his feed line to do, you know, a physical disconnection in a case like that, even. So, yeah, it'll be hard to fake it for a demo. I'll figure something out.
Do a big arc on that, like an ignition coil or something.
People online have seen, like, they'll sell, like, fake lightning generators, testing all kinds of different other lightning-related and static electricity-related stuff, but they're like $75 and up, and so I just waited on a thunderstorm to do my testing, but that's what's drawing out the length of the project.
Especially this summer where we went so long without any rain at all.
Yeah, there was one period, it was like 3 weeks, the thing just sat on my bench, and I was like, I need a thunderstorm, come on, man.
Well, Ben, I'm getting up here where I'm losing the repeater for a little bit, so I'm going to step out of here. Good to talk to you, and look forward to hearing more about your project going on there. Sounds very interesting. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Good time. I'll get you down low. 4-HKW, mobile.